This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, Labor Day edition. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, for goodness sakes. I couldn't be more clear, could I? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. There was yet another terrible mass shooting that went on in Texas. And, yeah, there was one just a couple of weeks ago in Texas. And we're hearing about a lot of these mass shootings going on. And I think it's worth looking at gun violence as a whole, because the claims are coming more and more. They're getting louder and more clarion for something to be done. And something will be done. By the government. The government will do something in order to prevent mass shootings. That something will fail, because mass shootings are already illegal.
It's true.
And it's already illegal for people who've committed terrible crimes to get guns and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So the illegality of these things isn't going to change anything. This isn't the island of Great Britain, or even New Zealand, where they're having a very difficult time collecting the rifles that they've just recently made illegal. This country, unlike all the rest, has, it's basically two firearms per person in the country.
Yay!
And
we need to get those numbers up, though.
Those are rookie numbers?
Those are rookie numbers.
And that is, like, it's just that all you're going to do, like, the old saying is, if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns, which means that if you're out making guns illegal, then the good people that currently have guns are going to be left undefended when the bad people want to come along with their guns and do bad things to them.
Well, when you outlaw guns, people become outlaws.
Some do.
Hopefully.
Some do.
You know, because the thing to do,
some will turn them in.
At that point, that's when you know that the time has come to fight. It's like, consider a kidnapping. What's your last chance to fight? It's right before they tie you up or otherwise incapacitate you. Mm-hmm. If you let them incapacitate you, they own you.
Yeah, they can do what they want.
So, you know, if there is a time to launch a second American Revolution, or third or fourth, depending on how you count it, then it would be when they started passing more gun laws.
Well,
it should have been done over the machine gun bans, because what we need is not AR-15s, it's M-16s.
I don't know that that having a fully automatic weapon is going to be particularly useful for you in any kind of takeover. I think that I think that already we're outgunned and you're going to lose a lot of people. But I think that if people would have stood up against the gun confiscation laws when they occurred initially, mm-hmm. Then there might have been, you know, there might be more freedom now. But the reality is most of these people are like, we want common sense gun laws, and they're only going to take them from these people or those
people. And that's from people with no common sense.
Right. They're going to make these red flag laws that say, that if you've been reported by somebody to be mentally ill or whatever, they're going to take your guns away for a period mm-hmm. of time till they determine that it's time for you to get them back or whatever. And, you know, who knows if the person who reported you is going to do something bad to you in that amount of time. Who knows?
So how many people have been killed in American history in America? American in mass shootings, do you think?
I couldn't tell you, but I would say that it's you're talking about civilian mass shootings. You're not talking about when the government
goes
into an Indian village and mows everybody down.
Yeah, I mean, that was the worst mass shooting in history, was at Wounded Knee, 216 people killed, worst in American history, but that was done by the military right after they turned in their guns. So don't expect mercy if you turn in your guns. Expect ugly death.
So I would guess that it numbers in the thousands would be my guess in mass shootings, depending on how you define it. That's the other part of mass shootings that gets so murky. Is that so? Is it a multiple number of gunshots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, where is it? Because when I think of a mass shooting, I'm thinking of a mall, a school, you know, maybe that guy that was up in the shooting on a concert from Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, mostly they define mass shooting by both what it is and what it's not. The official definitions say that it's a shooting of over four people where the shooters... basically, it's not gang-related, because, of course, there are many more mass shootings that are gang-related than there are other mass shootings.
Yeah.
Those don't get counted.
Yeah, people don't really care whether gangs shoot each other up. I honestly don't. I mean, even if the gangs want to shoot each other up, go right ahead. I don't care.
And
please don't
hit
anybody.
The other things, but you know, it's significantly less than 10,000 people, I'm pretty sure, in the United States, all told. Well, guess what? The Chinese government mass shot 10,000 people in Tiananmen Square on one day.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I didn't know
they murdered 10,000, and most people don't know that.
No.
They don't admit that, but that, I believe, is the pretty standard standard number. Like, I think that's uncontested enough to be the number on Wikipedia, which not necessarily, it's a good source if you want to find out what people believe, but not necessarily what's true.
Police in the United States shoot more than 1,000 people generally per year,
which is way more than die in mass shootings.
Now, I think what people are afraid of when it comes to mass shootings is that they think to themselves, and I do think this to myself, is that if I if I'm not some kind of criminal or whatever, the chances are good that I'm not going to get shot by a cop.
That depends.
These people who went to this concert never imagined for the life of them that that was going to occur. There's certainly...
Which concert's this?
The concert I was talking about.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the Las Vegas concert. Yeah.
So, you know, a mass shooting could just happen to anybody anywhere. So it's terrifying in that way.
Who lived above the cop in Texas... And she showed up at his apartment, and she basically, he opened the door, she shot him, and then said, oh, sorry, wrong door.
That happened, yep.
You know.
Or the, when the
he didn't
cops...
expect that either.
No.
He didn't see that coming. He didn't think, I'll bet that neighbor of mine downstairs is going to whack me one day.
I would agree with you that there are certainly a number of shootings per year that are completely... beyond the pale when it comes to police. But I think a lot of them have to do with, you know, people are bringing a knife to a gunfight and a variety of things like that. So I'm not justifying. I'm just saying that if I were to categorize the shootings the police made and base it on, would I have been in this circumstance, right? Like, certainly a cop could come to my door, think it's their house, and shoot me. Yes, that could happen. To anybody. But, you know, if I happen to be sitting in the car with somebody who's, you know, wanting to wave a gun at a cop or something, well, I'm not going to be there generally. That's not going to be where I'm at. So I'm just saying that I'm not justifying any of this. I'm just saying Americans are terrified of mass shootings because they're so unexpected.
I mean, they shouldn't be unexpected because they do happen from time to time. You know, it's just one of those things where no matter who you are, no matter where you go, you might find yourself in a security situation where you have to defend yourself. And the question is, are you going to expect that reality, or are you going to deny that reality?
I want to read this article from the Foundation for Economic Education about mass shootings, and I think it's got some important information in it that we all need to know. The number, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on mass shootings, 855-450-FREE.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Labor Day edition. Mark with you.
And nobody.
You can call in and discuss whatever you want tonight. We did go over public sector unions, but now we're talking about this article here from the Foundation for Economic Education. Mass shootings are a horrible way to understand gun violence. And we'll go on with that here, but we also have to take your calls. First, I want to tell you about MyPillow. Not MyPillow specifically. MyPillow that I have is a MyPillow, which is a brand. And, you know, it's important to have a good pillow. I've had lots of different pillows in my life. As a matter of fact, I've been traveling recently, and I found that these down pillows are still out there. If you're sleeping on a down pillow, throw that thing away. Yes, I used one for many, many years, and I thought it was the best pillow you could get. That's what I was told. My grandmother used one. What could possibly be wrong with it? It deflates at night. That's what happens. Your head goes from being in a good position, which is, you know, your head and your spine being essentially in a straight line. That's what you want. You don't want your head cocked up or cocked down either direction. You want it straight.
I'll keep my head uncocked, thank you.
But these down pillows, they just flatten out on you. They're terrible. MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep. Not only will it keep your head and neck in the right position, which is extremely important. You can hear me talking about that. But you can wash this thing. Try washing a down pillow. The only thing you can do is dump all the feathers out. And God knows what that's going to do to your allergies. And then wash the thing that holds the feathers. I don't know, the sort of that interior case thing. And then the liner, I don't know what you call it. And then dump them all back in and, in some cases, sew it back up or zip
it up.
I'm
not down with that.
And I'm not even down with it either. But MyPillow, it has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you've got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and get free shipping on all orders when you use the promo code FTL. Remember, if you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. And I love it. I'll continue to advocate for this pillow because it's great. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Joel calling in from Arizona. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, you know, I'm just really tossed to and fro on this, you know, the violence, the mass shootings. Yeah, they're obviously just crazy, cowardly, stupid, horrible, all of the above. And then again, it just goes reversed on the fact that the guns are killing the people and it's really the people. And then it goes to the red flag situation where people, I know somebody personally that his girlfriend was mad at him. And because of a divorce, and so she called a red flag on him. The guy lost all of his guns. He's never had a violent bone in his life. He goes to church all the time. He's always been mild-tempered. He just lost all of his rights. Now he has it on his record that he's up this mental person, and the courts didn't even give him a hearing. I don't even understand how that even works. So,
it's because everybody's scared. That's how.
Yeah, well, I know, but if you're scared, that doesn't mean you can go around and just start flapping your mouth that everybody's crazy, because you know what? I'll be honest. I think everybody's crazy in their own way. But there's people that are really seriously mentally ill, and I just think that they need to be rooted out a little bit more careful rather than being used to ruin someone's life, just because I just think that's an open gun for anybody to use on anybody to ruin their lives.
I would say that our society has become so twisted that anybody who isn't crazy is nuts. You know, there's no being well adjusted to a profoundly sick society is not a sign of health.
Yeah, when I mean, there's obviously people I've met in my life that I don't want to see with a handgun, right? These people are mentally ill, sufficiently mentally ill. You know, I'm like, you know, you're walking along, you're swatting at imaginary flies and chatting somebody who's not there up. Yeah, perhaps you shouldn't have a handgun. The chances that that person manages to put together the life skills to get a handgun are slim. But, you know, I don't want them to have it. So I can say, yes, I will agree that there are people who have, you know, are sufficiently mentally ill that they shouldn't have a handgun. But I really,
that's why I'm to and fro, because even if you say you can't have a gun, the criminals are still going to get it. That's what they do for a living. Then they end up having the guns and we don't have any guns. That doesn't even make sense.
Right. I'm a convicted felon.
They're going to break the laws. I don't care how many laws you pass. They're going to get them.
Right. I'm a convicted felon, and it's against the law for me to own a handgun. Now, what I like to tell people when they say, well, that's just the way it is. You shouldn't have committed the crime. And I agree, right? Like, I shouldn't have. I can't go back in time. Wish I could undo it. But, and now I've got to live for, let's see, I've been out of prison for more than 2 decades. I've got a family. I can't defend that family the way that everybody else can because I'm, disarmed. So what I am is this law-abiding ex-con who doesn't own the firearm, but if I wanted to get one, who among us thinks it's going to take me 24 hours?
Yeah.
Who thinks that?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I
know who your friends are, so yeah.
Definitely banned from guns like that because you did time two decades ago. I think that needs to be fixed. Just, I mean, if you're going to keep guns from criminals or felons like you say you are, then why are they allowing them to vote? They won't let them vote, but they,
there's some that, most states
really
they can vote.
Yeah, we can vote in New Hampshire.
But they'll throw a red flag on a totally nice guy like my friend, but they won't let a criminal vote. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense. It really makes none at all. Thank you for the call, Joel. Appreciate it.
You got
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We already have laws against shooting people. You don't need to make it so that felons don't get guns because this is my favorite example on this particular one. It is legal, federally legal, for felons to possess a black powder pistol in all 50 states. Now, some states have rules against it. At least one does. But it's legal from a federal level. In most states, it is legal for a felon to have a black powder pistol. So, if the legality of the weapon is what causes the crime, then please, ladies and gentlemen, show me the news story of the felon that robbed a liquor store with a black powder pistol. I mean, this is it. This is crystal clear. It is legal for a felon to have a black powder pistol. So you would think if these laws did one thing besides throw law-abiding ex-cons back in prison, one thing of social value, that you would be able to show, look, here's where the felons go and rob the liquor stores with black powder pistols. But no. This is a pointless law that's based completely on emotion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And it can be egregiously misused. I was arrested last year in Bedford because amongst all my other tools, I had a machete in my trunk. And I'm a felon for selling weed. Now, this isn't technically illegal in the state of New Hampshire, but I'm still facing charges. I will still go on trial. It will still cost me hundreds of dollars for an attorney, and I still spent 2 days in jail over this.
855-450-3733. Tell me why felons shouldn't have guns. 855-450-FREE.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia is bracing for Hurricane Dorian. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is urging people to listen to evacuation orders.
If coastal residents decide not to evacuate, and I want to be very clear, they will be on their own if first responders are unable to reach them.
North Carolina is also preparing for the storm. Republican Governor Roy Cooper says,
I have today activated
300 members of the North Carolina National Guard who will monitor major roadways throughout North Carolina.
The storm could start impacting North Carolina as early as Wednesday. It's still unclear what started a boat fire off the coast of Southern California, killing 4 people and leaving 29 people still unaccounted for. The chartered ship was anchored just off the coast of Santa Cruz Island when it burst into flames just after 3 a.m. Monday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in and talk gun snatching here on Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
Live Labor Day edition. Let's go right to the phones. Got Ron calling in from New York. Listening to WGGO. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great topic. Felons should not have guns. They lost their privilege. My dad's firearms instructor, I grew up with him. You shouldn't blame the gun. That would be like blaming Ford Motor Company, some idiot gets an opportunity.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Ron. Can you talk right into your phone?
Yeah, sure. Okay. My dad's firearms instructor, I think all felons should lose their privilege. And on the other hand, you shouldn't really blame the gun. It'd be like blaming Ford Motor Company for an accident that a DUI guy had. And my other topic, I talked to your call screener. Got a couple
sure.
of these.
Well, let's address the topic that you just threw out there that felons shouldn't be able to have guns in front of two felons. So let me make
let's
a counter.
That.
I'm willing to concede that it is bizarre to hand out Berettas to everybody who walks out of prison. I'm with you, right? Like that doesn't seem like a good idea. But don't you think it should be easier to get back your right to keep and bear arms than, say, going in front of the governor and getting clemency?
Okay, but if you're a felon and you're in prison, how can you do that? I mean, if it was a nonviolent crime, was there some kind of a stipulation that you were not guilty while you're there?
I'll give you my answer is I'm a felon because I sold some weed to a heroin addict.
Okay, so that was a nonviolent crime. I think something like that, it was absolutely nonviolent and you're not a threat to society, that maybe the NRA or somebody would come in and say, okay, okay, this is something. Maybe the guy was 16, 17, 22 years old. He sold some marijuana to somebody and it got caught in it like that. And maybe they would say, okay, the NRA wants to be on a shooting team. I think I would make some kind of an allowance for you on somebody like that. Instead of somebody that just robbed a bank with a gun, we're not going to give a gun again. I see your point.
Well, I mean,
the thing is, when the banks rob you, it becomes rational to rob the bank.
I hear you.
So the obviously people can't have guns in prisons, and I'm willing to concede that that there needs to be a period of time that one might prove oneself to be a law-abiding citizen. But you will concede that there are plenty of people who get out of prison and then never, ever, ever have a run-in with the law again, right?
Right.
And would you not be willing to negotiate just a set period of time that somebody is able to sort of wait after their last contact with the state? I mean probation, parole, prison, whatever it might be, to, you know, no problems, to then being able to possess a firearm.
Yeah, I think you should make an allowance in that case, and I think it also should have been a misdemeanor, and it was a nonviolent crime.
Well, that's in his case. In my case, I am also a convicted felon, and I was in the room where somebody was a hotel room where someone was killed. So that's a violent crime because I
being in the room is not an act of violence.
I understand, but that doesn't change the fact that I was charged with a violent crime.
True, true.
And in my case, I have been out of prison for more than 2 decades and never had a run-in with the law. And I can't own a firearm now. Now, I'm not begging you or anything here. I'm just saying, like, you know, understand that I could get a gun tomorrow. And that this law only prevents me from getting it if I choose not to get it, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I think, personally, that if somebody has been out of prison, they've beat the 5-year window, which make it was, you know, the most likely to return to prison. If you're going to go back to prison, you're likely to return in the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That if you beat that out, then I don't think it should be an issue as to whether they own a gun. And I'll go on one more story. Gun laws in America have a horrifyingly racist history.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like every time they write a law that says that that does in fact infringe the right to keep and bear arms, it seems to somehow be used against black people more than other folks. And I knew two guys in prison, old men, whose only crime was their house got searched by the cops because their sons were accused of something, and they found guns. The old man was a felon, and off they went to prison.
They tried to put me in prison for having a machete in my trunk with my other tools.
So I agree with you that a concealed carry permit holder is the safest person in America. They're a tenth less likely, ten times less likely than a cop to commit a crime.
Good stats.
They are good stats. They're absolutely great stats. I love concealed carry permit holders. But I'm just saying that if somebody isn't allowed to re-enter society, that, you know, bad things are going to happen. Your house can get broken into if you're a convicted felon. Should be able to protect your family. They can, you know, the people that are going to do bad things to a concealed carry permit holder are just as likely, maybe even more likely, to do it to somebody who's simply trying to live a good life and go straight.
I really like to...
Now in a 20-year window where nothing has happened and you're completely... And maybe you were in the wrong place at the wrong time at the hotel. I don't know.
I was certainly in the wrong place at the wrong time as a 17-year-old.
Certainly wasn't the right place.
I made very, very poor decisions, but I would contend that those decisions really didn't have to do anything to do with a person's death. However, there's certainly a 17-year-old out there that killed somebody who's gotten out of prison who has not committed a crime thereafter. It's sad that that's the case, that a crime was committed, but you can't undo what's done.
Yeah.
See,
and there's a 20-year window that you're in now. I think maybe all cases should be looked on in the one-on-one and just isolated each incident. You know, maybe take a look at stuff like that. Discrepancy of the state.
Yeah.
See, my argument is that, we should stop putting people who haven't harmed people in prison at all, but that restrictions on gun ownership should end with probation or parole.
I would go a little further than that, Ron, you called in about something else, and I don't want to entirely derail you. Go ahead.
Hey, I was going to mention, a couple of the Epstein, there's some weird stuff going on where there's broken bones in his back, and he was in jail, and there's no cooperation. He had a couple of the girls. I know that there's three in North Jersey. They had a blog. One girl has a blog. She says, understand what I'm singing about. I had the look. Young girls like myself are sought after. And there's two older girls in town she calls the producers. The older females liked my look. Obtaining me for this service is quick and easy and simple, a search and click online. I start the blog casual and get to the real topic. Hone in on the changes between needs and wants. It's a toxic world. There are instances where I struggle, and I need protection. And in the same town, you got you Google prosecutor Prosecutor Valdez arrest Officer Stephen Rigoretto, same town, Woodland Park, New Jersey, expose himself and solicit. They have 12-year-old girls from 12 to 18, and the girls' blog says that I'm forced to dance in skimpy outfits on poles.
Is this for Epstein that she was forced to dance, or just generally forced to dance?
Well, the two older females you talk about in that town, I know personally. I had a bad experience there. I was at their house, and I had to leave the house. They said, we have numerous guys coming in and out of the house, and neighbors watching the house. We're running a kind of sex act here. So I left. And the girl says in her blog, high school girl target for marketing by the two older females in town. She calls the producers. Needs to beeline it out of town. The producers kept this in mind. It's a predetermined life, so desperately wish to escape. After this fact, you're forced into marriage with these guys. And this Rigoretto guy...
Forced into marriage with whom?
See, I've heard that, but, you know, I've never heard anybody say this person was forced to marry that person, and there should be a matter of public record there.
Thank you for the call, Ron. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Labor Day edition. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This article from the Foundation for Economic Education, which I've been teasing for some time here, entitled "The Mass Shootings Are a Horrible Way to Understand Gun Violence." Gun homicides have declined sharply in recent decades, but polls show most Americans are unaware of this fact. After each mass shooting, there's an outpouring of emotion, grief, shock, sickness, anger. We saw all of these in the wake of the recent shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. This was written just before the most recent Texas shooting. And because the issue is politically charged, we saw lots of blame. Democratic presidential candidates blame the president and his Twitter rhetoric. The president blamed video games, and yet despite what you may have heard, the frequency of mass shootings hasn't changed much over recent decades. This is the Foundation for Economic Education, folks. They don't make mistakes like this. In fact, such shootings are rare and account for a tiny fraction of overall gun deaths in America. And this is really, really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
You are terribly unlikely to be caught up in a mass shooting. If it happens, it's tragic, but it's terribly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
About 33,000 people are fatally shot in the U.S. each year. About two-thirds of those deaths, so 22,000, are suicides. Now, I'm going to sound really callous right now, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support suicide. I think it's a coward's way out. I understand people could be drinking and just decide to have a bad moment and, you know, do whatever. But a suicide by gun, a death through suicide by gun is what? A success?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
the person did what they set out to do.
I would say that to commit suicide is a basic human right.
So they killed the one person they had the right to kill.
Exactly.
With a gun. Now, they likely left a terrible mess for someone else to clean up. You go out and do it in the woods, that's one thing. But, not everybody has access to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're shooting yourself in an apartment, where's the bullet going to go? If you're drunk, you're probably not thinking of that. Look, I think it's bad. It's certainly not good. And yes, I do believe that there are people who, in the absence of having a gun, would be alive today that committed suicide. But I really don't know what to do about that. I can either care about the life of people who are suicidal, or I can care about your right to keep and bear arms. I can care about one of those two things. I cannot care about both. It's not possible, because you have the right to take your own life. You shouldn't do it with a gun. You shouldn't do it in an occupied area. I mean, you probably shouldn't do it with a gun. Depends on the circumstances. But whatever. This is a success. So going on. That leaves 11,000 deaths. Another third of these are homicides, which have been steadily declining for decades. What about the numbers that are... Yeah, homicide and a mistake is the same. Some people are killed by accident with guns, right? I mean, I heard a hunting story. A guy got shot. It's terrible. Happens. Mm-hmm. In 2015, some 13,000, basically, people were killed in the U.S. by firearms and non-suicide-related deaths. In 1993, that figure was 18,000. In most of the years in between, part of a decades-long trend of declining gun violence, mass shooting victims accounted for less than one-tenth of 1% of shooting victims. So, every person who's shot, every 1,000 people are shot, one is shot in a mass shooting. And that's, it's less than that. Less than one is shot in a mass shooting. So, mass shootings are tragic and terrible and all these sorts of things, but they are a fraction, a tiny fraction of the homicide deaths with guns, and even tinier of the deaths with guns. Now, when somebody just wants to mention that 33,000 people were fatally shot in the U.S. Each year, that person is likely ready to tell you some BS. Because they're already misrepresenting the suicides. They're throwing in the two-thirds of those deaths that are suicides. Mm-hmm. That person's already trying to lie with numbers. So watch out. If they don't say homicide, instead say gun deaths, you have a liar on your hands. Going on. The fact that gun homicides have plummeted in recent decades, even as the number of firearms increased by about 50%. And this is true. Remember that those gun deaths that occurred during the Brady rules or whatever, that assault weapons, by the government's definition of what assault weapon was back then, were outlawed. More people were killed when the government had outlawed assault weapons than now. Now that it's legal, fewer people are dying. Now, you can call that correlation causation if you wish. I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know. But it's certainly not, it doesn't, you know, indicate that banning weapons is a solution to much of anything. Let's see. The fact that gun homicides have plummeted in recent decades, even as the number of firearms has increased by 50%, and the U.S. population increased by 70 million is an important story. Unfortunately, it's one few Americans know. Polls show that 12% of Americans believe gun violence has declined in the U.S., a reality they likely missed because of extended media coverage of mass shootings. This coverage is problematic for multiple reasons. So, let's see. Polls show that just 12% of Americans, that likely means that at the very least, 88% of Americans either don't know that gun violence is decreasing. So for starters, a 2018 working paper suggested that intense media coverage of mass shootings is actually perpetuating the shootings. Economist Jay Walker and Michael Jetter wanted to better understand the motives of mass shootings. They explore a 3-year data set. And their findings suggest a positive, statistically significant effect of media coverage dedicated to shootings on the number of shootings in the subsequent week. So, apparently, according to these economists, the coverage that we give mass shootings causes people to want to go out and do mass shootings. Or at least contributes, let's say that.
What a shock. People who want to go out in a blaze of glory want attention.
I think it's interesting when the police don't say the person's name. I kind of like that sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I'm not entirely sure.
See, I'm kind of a heretic on that issue in that I think we should know what these people are actually saying.
I think we should know what they're saying.
In their own words. I don't think their Facebook pages should be taken down. I don't think their tweets should be untweeted. I don't think they should be made into what the Soviets called unpeople. I think it should be considered. We should find out what makes them tick. There's some really interesting things about them, including unmedicated crazy people don't do mass shootings. Mass shootings are almost exclusively done by medicated crazy people. And that's a scandal that somehow keeps failing to explode.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that mean that the crazy people's medicine's doing it, or does it just mean that they're on the wrong meds? I mean, I never know what to think about that.
You see, the thing is, if it's so hard to get medical care in the United States, you'd think there's a lot of crazy people out there who can't jump through all those hoops. So the thing that I don't understand is, why aren't they killing more than the crazy people who are medicated?
Maybe the meds make the crazy people sane enough that they can commit a mass shooting, but not, the people that are really, really, really crazy just can't put it together. I don't know.
Yeah. It's possible. I don't know. I guess I'm somewhat swayed because my first sponsor in AA committed suicide.
Mm.
And he did it after he was put on Prozac, and he had never been suicidal. He was depressed, but he wasn't that bad. He didn't want to die until after the Prozac. So I'm deeply suspicious of antidepressants and psychiatric medication.
Yeah, serotonin uptake inhibitors and the like.
Yeah.
I don't propose to know, but there certainly seems to be a lot of talk around that, those drugs and mass shootings. And, I don't propose to know, but I can tell you that there are statistics involving mass shootings here that people just don't know. They don't know that gun violence is decreasing in the United States. Yeah. Violence is decreasing worldwide. Gun violence perpetuated by non-state actors decreasing.
Yeah.
So what exactly are we hoping to achieve with these laws that people are talking about? Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. You're on Free Talk Live. I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.